Your heart. It's the only one you have. Fortunately, you also have a choice. Expert cardiologists, talented surgeons, highly skilled specialists, all of whom chose WakeMed. Why? The main reason is the same reason patients choose WakeMed. Everything you need for the best possible care is right here. Learn more at WakeMed.org. WakeMed Heart and Vascular Physicians. Your heart, your choice.
I know Joe Giglio's in a good mood, although I feel like Giglio's in a good mood because I feel like this is the first bracket you've let go.
Yeah, I've just kind of understood after last year that no one knows anything, and that it's silly to think that you do.
And then watch it actually work out for you. Or Gonzaga's going to troll you.
Yeah.
One of the two. It's one of two. No, Gonzaga getting, like, winning it, Gonzaga winning it as a three would absolutely break you. Let's be real.
Probably.
So I hope that does not happen.
Although, I don't even know. They're in the same region as UCLA?
Yeah.
They're with Kansas and UCLA and UConn. Mm-hmm. They're in a very difficult region. They are.
Watch them pull it out. Watch them get all the bracket luck that you talk about that never happened before.
That would be nice.
And watch them win it. And on one hand, I don't want that to happen to you because that's not cool. That would break you. On the other hand, I'm just thinking of the YouTube views.
Mm.
That's pretty good. I'm here for it. Radio host melts down.
Dies.
After Gonzaga wins. After Gonzaga wins championship.
No, I set Gonzaga free last year.
You did.
I did. I wish them well in the wars to come. That's all.
This is why I told them they're going to do it this year.
There you go.
Yeah, Dennis was on that yesterday. He's like, hey, what about Gonzaga? And I'm like, well, you know, I don't have any piece of them, actually.
No. No.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
So we'll run the table here in a few minutes. There's some other news going on today. I know the Carolina Panthers are making some free agency moves. I believe
pleasantly pleased with all of these moves that the Panthers have been making, by the way.
Tight end with Hayden Hurst earlier
Loved
in the week.
That move. Looks like the DJ Chark, a little action. I like that too.
Looks like that's gonna happen. Also in Charlotte, it looks like Michael Jordan's getting ready to sell a majority stake in the Hornets.
Huh.
Wait, we have Hornets graphics, Dennis?
I thought
we talk
enough about the Hornets that we actually have graphics?
Yeah, we do.
Wow.
I thought he'd want to see what would happen with Victor Wembanyama first. Like, will the league do him a solid and cook up the ping pong ball in order to get Charlotte this next generational talent?
Mm-hmm.
But I think maybe he's in a better position selling it now. It's almost like an unopened pack of cards. We're like, well, I don't know if we're going to get Victor Wembanyama, but he could be in there.
He could. No, that would be the bonus. It's also possible that he's selling it now. He's already made money back on his investment. When he bought the team, 17 years ago?
It was a bit of a distressed asset.
From Bob Johnson. They were the Bobcats. It was a distressed asset, and he bought it for $275 million.
Bob's Cats. Get it? The Bobcats?
Get it.
So clever.
So he buys it for $275 million.
You can't even buy an MLS team for $275 million.
No, because David Tepper jacked the price up for everybody by being desperate to get the Charlotte FC. So it's estimated the Hornets are worth $1.77 billion now. So he's clearly going to make his money
back.
Not
a bad turnaround there.
Now.
Is it 20? Not even 20 years.
No, it's 17.
Okay.
So the point here about why is he selling now with Victor Wembanyama possibly.
Potentially. They're that bad that they could win the
They're 2 years lottery. Away. They're 2 years away from a new media rights deal in the NBA. So it's entirely possible that he's selling the team now with the media rights deal coming down the line as an incentive of, if you think that this is going to appreciate, we'll buy it now because when the next media rights deal comes through, it could be worth more money.
Sure.
I forgot where the estimations are, but the NBA is going to get paid. Regardless of what you think of the NBA, they're going to get their money because that is an asset that ESPN, Turner, Disney wants. But, you know, it's funny. When we talk about Jordan, we do find ourselves in this... You know, what do you make of Jordan the player versus Jordan the executive?
Jordan is the opposite of Tony Bennett, right? In the sense that with Tony Bennett, we basically want to talk about the things that he does wrong.
Mm-hmm.
With Michael Jordan, we never want to talk about the things that he does wrong. They had a 10-part documentary where they didn't even mention the time that he played after he had retired the second time.
Didn't exist.
A 10-part documentary.
It's been memory
holds. Not a one-hour show. No. A 10-part documentary. And not once. Right. They didn't even give it the courtesy yada, yada, yada in the footnotes. And 2 years later, he came back.
By the way.
And he played for the Washington Wizards.
And he was terrible.
And then he was, as an owner, or a managing investor or whatever he was, technically with Washington, because Abe Poland and his family had owned the team. You know, decided to draft Kwame Brown after a workout. Like, come on, man. Yeah. Michael Jordan's been terrible as a talent evaluator. He would be the one who would look at Victor Wembanyama and be like, I think this Scoot Henderson is really the answer.
Let's get a contestant for Run the Table. 860-5-FAN, 860-5326. We need two contestants to play. If you want to run the table, you can win Counting Crows Dashboard Confessional tickets. If you don't want to run the table and you want to bank on your opponent also unable to run the table, that's how you can win as well. So call right now, 860-5-FAN, 860-5326. You can win Dashboard Confessional and Counting Crows tickets. So keep an eye on that. Another note, we're talking about the Charlotte Hornets. The other professional team that's in action right now is the Carolina Hurricanes. They're in action tonight against the Toronto Maple Leafs up in Canada. You can check out Kane's Corner with Adam Gold, brought to you by the Aluminum Company of North Carolina, for a morning after pod. But back to Jordan real quick while we wait for a contestant for Run the Table. You can't speak ill of Jordan in any way, shape, or form. We've kind of been having a running gag this year, and in which all the ways people want to like celebrate Jordan. We had a 223 day. You know, a 2-3-2-3 day. I'm like, okay. And then we had Michael Jordan's birthday, and people wanted to make a big thing out of that too. The way that this is going to be portrayed with Jordan isn't going to be the absolute failure of his tenure as the Hornets owner. It's going to be that, oh man, look at that hustle grind mentality. Look at the money he made. Jordan's the GOAT. I mean, he just turned $275 million into nearly $2 billion. The GOAT. Rather than looking at the fact that I think they've only made the playoffs three times, and two of those instances were play-in situations, which they got their asses handed to them. So
he's actually been better in Charlotte because he's been more hands-off than he was with his experience in Washington in terms of as an executive.
Yeah.
Now, some people would say, well, he should be doing this, that, or this, and you know, he's not there in Charlotte. He's playing golf. He's the owner of the team. Like, I don't know. I'm not trying to be... I don't want to give him a free pass, but it is the truth. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people that we only want to talk about the good things they do and not the bad. Mm-hmm. And then there is a flip side to that. There are just some people where we just want to point out the bad and not the good.
860-5-FAN, 860-5326. We need two contestants to play Run the Table. So call right now. If you win, you get Counting Crows with special guest Dashboard Confessional coming to Red Hat Amphitheater on Saturday, July 29th. Again, 860-5-FAN, 860-5326. You were, I don't want to say pessimistic, but you're not quite liking NC State's chances today. 4 o'clock in the NCAA tournament.
I don't love the matchup. While Creighton is not Clemson in terms of an awful matchup for them, Creighton's an offensive-minded team. They're going to get up and down the floor. It's going to be a very similar game. These are two teams that want to play the same way. Do I hope that Jarkel Joyner, Terquavion Smith, and Casey Morsell show up and show out this March and NC State goes on a run? That would be great to see for Kevin Keats and for NC State fans. I don't have a lot of optimism, though, based on the last thing that I've seen. And the second half against Clemson was just really bad in Greensboro. Mm-hmm. Really bad. As good as the game against Virginia Tech was, that's as bad as the second half was against Clemson. The life was just kind of sucked out of the team in the second 20 minutes of that game, and they were down 3 at the half, and it just turned into this runaway, and you're just, the bleeding could not be stopped. There was no tourniquet to save the Wolfpack in Greensboro. What happens in Denver? You know, we joke a lot about feels like 83. 83, they had to go out west. That's where they started their run.
Yeah.
One of the all-time media conglomerations of in the history of media travel parties was when both Virginia and NC State media packs were in Utah, in Logan, Utah, for the regional final between NC State and Virginia. Then they stayed out there, Joe, Colton Tudor and his group. They never came home. They stayed out west, and they went to Reno for the week between the Final Eight and the Final Four.
Jeez.
You don't think they had a good time in Reno, do you?
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. We're here with Coach Pete, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, let's hear about your power plan.
Well, Coach Pete's power plan, 22 steps to get you on the right direction for retirement. Also, make sure you have a successful, income-filled retirement. Tim, the next 10 people are going to give that away. No cost or obligation.
For the power plan, call 800-691-3215. You can also go ahead and text Tim to 600-700. The phone number, 800-691-3215, or text Tim to 600-700.
I was buddies with Chris Carrabba's, the lead singer of Dashboard Confession. I was buddies with his brother in high school back in the day. Remember when that guy was winning Battle of the Bands back in the South Florida punk show circuit?
There you go.
Back in the day. A little fun fact for you. All right, I am curious, though, once Dennis gets off the phone, what the match game word was going to be. Always loved doing this. You mentioned we were talking about NC State today. I really don't know what we're going to get out of the Wolfpack. I'm kind of going into
this. It's just a tough matchup for them. That's all.
Matchup or not, I don't know. Nothing would surprise me about the Wolfpack. Every shot could go in today because we've seen it.
We have.
So that's entirely possible. And I guess that's the difference in like watching Duke yesterday against Oral Roberts and what we'll get out of the Wolfpack today, which, again, I don't know what we're going to get. With Duke, you know, and we keep saying this over and over and over again, hopefully it's been crystallized for people, you know what you got with Duke. It's just a matter of the way that they've been playing, can they get enough shots to complement how well they've been playing defensively? Duke, of all the teams from the ACC, as they've gotten into this stretch of the season, has been playing the best defensive basketball out there. And if there's one consistency with teams that are going to win NCAA tournaments, you got to play defense. Even Roy Williams' best teams, as much as we were wowed by everything else, what did those teams do, Joe?
That's how he always knew when they were going to win, is when they made that commitment on the defensive end. And you know, he knew.
And North Carolina.
And that's what he would tell them.
That's what I'm
saying. Hey, we could score as many as you want, but at some point, you do have to come up with stops.
North Carolina didn't need to be the number one defensive efficiency team.
No.
They just had to play the part and be in that ranking. I forgot where the line of demarcation was for those championship teams, but like once they got into the 30s or whatever it was a pretty good sign that North Carolina was going to go pretty far in the NCAA tournament. That's what Duke's doing right now. It's the opposite for them.
Yeah, they just need to have the extra scorers. That's the only thing I worry about with them. But as long as Jeremy Roach, who had 23 points yesterday, is going to play that he's playing,
yeah, man.
Then you add in that bonus of Whitehead. You know, Kyle Filipowski didn't have a great game yesterday, but they didn't need it from him.
No. All right, so what do we got for the match game here, Dennis?
The match game word, you have 15 seconds. Clark is Clark. 15 seconds to associate with the word Clark. Very relevant name or word or topic today, so we're going with Clark as the words.
Okay.
And your 15 seconds is up. Joe Ovius, what is your word to associate with Clark?
Griswold.
Okay.
Griswold.
Clark Griswold.
From Vacation, the Vacation movies.
Very close. I was thinking of Fit, because in one of those movies he says, you're looking really fit, Russ.
So
that counts. So we had a match. We had a match.
Yes.
We were in a vacation state of mind. Yeah.
I was going to say Clark Kent.
Kent.
Okay. Yeah. Superman.
Clark Barr.
Oh, I haven't.
Do they still make those?
Clark Barrs? Yeah. They still make them.
Yeah, they make the many ones, right?
Yeah, they still make them.
They throw in there with the crackles and the dark Hershey's and all that stuff.
Yeah.
No.
No, that's Mr. Goodbar. Never mind. That's Mr. Goodbar. Never mind.
Where's the Clark Barr? They still make Clark Barrs. It's like $100,000. They still make those.
Yeah, you can still find them.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had a Clark Barr.
From Pittsburgh.
Oh, there you go.
Not to be confused with an O. Henry.
Right.
Oh, different. Now, okay. The Fifth Avenue Bar is the one that I used to roll with back in the day. Unfortunately, you can't really find a Fifth Avenue anymore because that was a peanut butter one. So it was crunchy peanut butter wrapped in a rich chocolate coating. It's no wonder that Fifth Avenue candy bars have delighted chocolate lovers since 1936. Apparently, you can still find them. I just haven't seen a Fifth Avenue bar in ages. All right, now, oh, darn it, now I'm down in the...
See, now you're down the rabbit hole.
Now I'm in the Hershey's candy.
Oh, there you go.
Hershey doesn't make this, do they?
What, Fifth Avenue?
No, Clark Barr.
I don't know who makes Clark Barr.
Uh-uh.
I'm going to have to go look this up now. Who makes a Clark bar?
Clark bar, America Necco.
Oh.
N-E-C-C-O.
Oh, like the Necco wafers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. No, that makes sense. So it was the first American combination of candy to achieve nationwide success. Two yes. similar candy bars followed suit. Butterfinger in 1923.
Nice.
And Fifth Avenue. So that's why these things are
crispy
are related.
Peanut butter spun taffy core and coated in milk chocolate.
Hmm. Interesting.
Wait, Butterfinger came out in 1923?
I do not think I've ever had a Clark bar.
We're going to have to go and find
them. I don't think we're going to find them either, but that's just mine. That's just me.
I was going to say, don't we know anybody? Get Primanti. It's a Pittsburgh candy.
You think he can help us?
I'm sure Primanti can help us.
Okay.
I'm sure he has access to it, man. Come on. That's absolutely what's going to happen. Anyway.
Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill. I am the project manager.
The Designery is a lovely kitchen, bath, and closet remodeling company. We do pretty much any of the utility spaces in your house. If you want to store things in your cabinets, if you want to work on things on your countertops, if you want to have a floor that can get wet or muddy, we're the place to help you fix your home up.
We are The Designery North Raleigh, located at 3030 Wake Forest Road in the Holly Park Plaza. We would love to see you or visit our website at thedesignery.com.